Thursday before the game, visit ChicagoWolves.com. March Madness starts kicking into high gear starting tomorrow with the official beginning of the NCAA tournament with a pair of play-in games. As for the heavyweights, they won't see action until either Thursday or Friday, and one of those heavyweights is Wisconsin, who garnered the top seed in the West, something that center Frank Kaminsky is pretty proud of.
You know, it's awesome. First number one seed in our school's history, so that's an accomplishment in and of itself, but we have a lot of goals and aspirations in the NCAA tournament, so we're going to prepare for our first game and be ready when we're tip the ball up and ready to go.
And you can listen and watch all the NCAA tournament games live on 670thescore.com. And to participate in the CBS National Contest Bracket Challenge, log on to 670 The Score right now. No NCAAs again for Illinois as they're headed to the NIT for the second straight year. And the Illini begin play tomorrow night at Alabama. We'll have the broadcast starting at 8 o'clock. Meanwhile, on the pro level, the Bulls are off until Wednesday when they host Indiana. The Bulls have lost 5 of their last 6, and they have dropped to the 4th spot in the East, and they're also only one game in front of Washington. Also in the NBA, Oklahoma City center Serge Ibaka, he's facing knee surgery and will be out in indefinite period of time. And in hockey, the Blackhawks with Corey Crawford again in goal will host the New York Islanders tomorrow. The Hawks have won 2 in a row, and they currently find themselves 5 points behind St. Louis and Nashville in the Central. And today at practice, Chris Versteeg, who has been in a slump of late, was not on any of the top 4 lines. Join the Score at Leland Lounge in West Chicago Saturday from 9 to 10 p.m. for a Coors Light the Lamp appearance. Come on out to shoot the puck for your chance to win a $100 gift card to Best Buy and other great prizes from Coors Light, the official beer of the NHL. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by 670thescore.com/DoseMVP. Visit to find where to watch the games. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour of Boars and Bernstein is brought to you by Webb Chevrolet Oak Lawn. All right, visit WebbChevroletOakLawn.com today.
The year was 2008 when people who say they can't find work made their historic run to become the inaugural winner of the Boars and Bernstein Tournament of Bad. Since then, the BNB TOB has come to best represent the wretched in our day-to-day lives.
That is so bad, that is absolutely brutal.
Through the years, many have tried to copy our bracket of bummers, but none have succeeded.
You know, that makes all of us uncomfortable, but we've got to move forward.
Today, 68 entries will enter the tournament, and only you will decide who will be left standing and become the worst of the worst.
The thing that I don't like about it is it just seems like I think it's bad.
The 8th annual Boars and Bernstein Tournament of Bad begins now.
It is that time of year. It feels like we just did this, but we are doing it again. It is time to reveal the 68 entrants in the 2015 Boars and Bernstein Tournament of Bad. The selection committee, Matt Abaticola, has joined me.
Hi.
Hi. So I know this was, as always, not an easy process for you. A lot of time, a lot of late nights, and there were some arguments involved, but ultimately you emerge and everybody is on the same page presenting that united front for that sheet that you have in your hand.
Yeah, there's lots of video to go through. There's lots to watch. There's a lot of games that happened between the end of the 2014 tournament to where we're at today. There's a lot to investigate and to see if a team is really worthy of making an entry into the Tournament of Bad. I mean, this is a very unique tournament, most unique of its kind across the country.
But what about the storylines involved in this year's particular field? When you have the number ones, is there a one of ones? And so you always give us sort of a sneak peek here.
There is a one of ones, and I don't want to give you the full brackets yet because I like to see your organic reaction.
All right, okay.
To what we do, but I'll give it to you as we go through here. But we'll start off like we always do each year for the 2015 Tournament of Bad by giving you the number one seeds, and we'll start with the number one overall seed for the tournament, and that team will find its way in the Chris Tannehill region. The number one overall seed for the 2015 Tournament of Bad, the number one seed in the Chris Tannehill region, being in an ISIS video.
Because just being in an ISIS video, so either you are a member of ISIS,
or you're being held hostage by ISIS,
or you're being beheaded or burned alive, or soon to be one of the two.
Right. So it's the number one overall seed for the Tournament of Bad.
Okay.
Another number one, and it finds its way in the Dan Bernstein region.
This one I know.
Is the leaving home to join ISIS.
Okay, he and I were of similar mind there. Yes. So actually leaving your home to go join ISIS.
Or being in an ISIS video, which is number one.
We got two ISIS-related number ones, okay? They're pretty bad, actually, yeah,
Yep. Yeah, and there was a lot of talk among the committee about including those because we had a few committee members resign their positions with the committee.
That happens every year, though.
Because of the addition of the ISIS video and then leaving home to join ISIS. Made people uncomfortable, but we are the Tournament of Bad, and we have to do that. Our third number one seed will find its way into my region, the Matt Abaticola region, anti-vaxxers.
There you go.
The number one seed. And our fourth number one seed in Terry Bors' region, wrong-way drivers.
Okay, hey.
So we're going to get through these pretty quick. They'll be available for you at 670thescore.com. Our digital team doing a great job, Cody and Eric, as always, with the Tournament of Bad. So we'll go back to the Chris Tannehill region.
But yeah. So people know the voting hasn't begun
yet.
The games will start tomorrow.
Voting
right?
will start tomorrow for the play-in games.
Right.
Okay. So we'll get you through everything here to get an idea of what we have as far as the 68 teams. So we go to the Chris Tannehill region to start. The number one seed being in an ISIS video will take on the winner of the play-in game. And our first play-in game you can play tomorrow at 2 o'clock will be Fedoras versus Facebook.
Okay.
So Fedoras will take on Facebook. The winner of that game will take on being in an ISIS video. We go to the 8-9 matchup in the Chris Tannehill region. 8, the Indonesian legal system will take on number 9, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell.
I had him. Did you sub him out of my region?
I did.
Okay. Oh, now see, now there's some uncertainty here because he was in my region as well. Okay.
The 5 seed in the Chris Tannehill region, men who enjoy Pitch Perfect. The movie Pitch Perfect.
Hello.
Yep, that's me as well.
Yep,
had a little issue with that one, but
Dredge
too. The 12 seed taking on the 5 seed men who enjoy Pitch Perfect will be Dog Farts. Dog Farts, the 12 seed. The 4 seed in the Tannehill region, the 2014 Chicago Bears.
Nice.
Will take on the 13 seed driving a train up an escalator. Which is always a bad look. CTA. Not a good thing. Blue line, right? Was it the blue line?
The blue line.
The O'Hare Station.
And up it went.
So that's the 4. The 2014 Chicago Bears taking on driving a train up an escalator. The 6 seed, which I believe could be a sleeper throughout the tournament for the Chris Tannehill region, low shower pressure, will take on the 11 seed parody Twitter accounts, which I know you hate.
Yeah, I have no choice. I can't figure out what they are, but right. I hate them.
The 3 seed, college basketball. Just college basketball, the 3 seed, strong.
Yeah.
We'll take on the 14 seed, people who take pictures at the gym.
Ooh, yeah.
The 7 seed, people that tell you to vote. We'll take on the 10 seed in the Chris Tannehill region, the August 14th, 2014 edition of Who You Crappin'. Apparently was a real bad one.
I think it was the day that you guys were at the metro station on remote, and no one understood exactly what was going on. We had full phones, but no one quite got the bit that day, as per usual. But that day in particular was by far the worst.
So that's people that tell you to vote will take on the 8-14-14 edition of Who You Crappin'. The number 2 seed in the Tannehill region, Malaysian Airlines, will take on the 15 seed, homeless people on the CTA. Bad guy.
Bad dude. Get a house!
All right,
so that concludes the Tannehill region. Can I just see that region?
Yes, you can have
some quick comments here.
Yes, you can have that, sure.
Looking at the matchups, it's hard to keep track off the top of my head.
No, yeah. See, we like your organic reaction, like this segment, this whole thing developed.
That's college basketball against people who take pictures at the gym. I would not sleep on college basketball in this tournament, but it's now Malaysian Airlines. You're talking about the actual airlines itself having lost a pair of jetliners in the same calendar year.
Yes,
yeah. Andre, you've lost another submarine.
You can pick a favorite.
That's right.
Which is your favorite lost Malaysian airliner?
Oh boy.
Right. The sequel, the sequel's never as good. Never. They try. It's always sort of, they know you're going to show up, and it's always a letdown.
Oh, yeah. Just keep it a reminder, too. The Fedoras versus Facebook, the play-in game in the Tannehill region, which we'll play tomorrow. The all the play-in game teams were contributed by Joe Dredge. So these are Joe Dredge's contributions to the Tournament of Bad.
That's a very strong region, though. That's a great start.
Yeah, really good start. We go to the Dan Bernstein region. The number one seed leaving home to join ISIS will take on the winner of the play-in game, which is Iceberg Lettuce versus getting hit by a train.
Well, Joe would know.
Right. He knows they're both bad. So that'll poor be the 16
iceberg
seed.
Lettuce. Poor sad. All the lettuce that we grew up with is now just consigned to
it's the butt of jokes.
I know it is.
The 8-9 matchup in the Dan Bernstein region, anti-science lawmakers will take on the 9 seed Derrick Rose injury updates.
Okay.
The 5 seed.